Immediately after the November attacks in Paris, reports circulated that one of those responsible had entered Europe with a Syrian passport. That passport turned out to be fake, but the damage was done. More than half of U.S. governors vowed to block Syrian refugees from settling in their states, and some GOP presidential hopefuls suggested that the U.S. allow only Christian refugees. A month later, when it was learned that one of the perpetrators of the mass shooting in San Bernardino, California, Tafshin Malik, came to the U.S. on a K-1 fiancé visa, Congress moved swiftly to prohibit visa waivers for people who had visited Syria, Iran, Iraq, or Sudan in the last 5 years. Naomi Steinberg is the director of Refugee Council USA. She says the political climate into which Syrian refugees are arriving is a very different one than several months ago. But Steinberg says that's only part of the story.
We believe that the people who are spouting such hateful rhetoric about Muslims and about Syrian refugees are a vocal minority. We know, based on the output of support for Syrian refugees at local levels around the country, that that is the real story about refugee resettlement. And those voices are actually much, much stronger and number much, much higher than the other perspectives that are getting so much attention.
While governors and federal lawmakers are trying to put up barriers to entry, mayors of U.S. cities, including Chicago, Detroit, and Austin, are reaffirming their commitment to welcome refugees. Supporters of refugee resettlement in the U.S. are trying to counter the misperception that it's easy for a terrorist to sneak in through the program. They point out that refugees are the most thoroughly vetted travelers to the U.S., and that the stringent background checks can take up to 3 years. For refugees, getting to the U.S. is only half the journey to establishing a new life. Once in the U.S., they must attend orientation programs run by a coalition of nonprofits and faith-based groups. They also receive some federal funds to put down roots. But for everything else, they must rely on themselves and the kindness of strangers. Hussam Elouch is the director of the Council on American Islamic Relations in Los Angeles.
See, it's not easy to be a refugee in the U.S. Unlike Europe, we don't provide a lot of help once people make it in. You know, for the first few months, we help maybe with their living expenses. But after that, they're almost left on their own to pick up on the language and do whatever it takes to get a job and so on.
Nonprofits and local mosques and churches have been helping refugees transition to a country that's safer, but where they have no ties and find very little that's familiar. Juliana Serrano is a senior associate for Peace and Justice in the Office for Creative Connections at All Saints Episcopal Church in Pasadena, California. That church is part of a growing faith community stepping up efforts to help.
Our Christian faith calls us to welcome our neighbors and welcome the stranger and to feed those who are hungry. And that doesn't mean only people who are American. It doesn't mean only people who are Christian. It means anyone, and it means everyone.
A week before the Paris attacks, All Saints got a call from the Episcopal Diocese of Los Angeles saying they had a Syrian family that completed the vetting process and needed a place to live and a sponsor immediately, and that they knew nobody in the area. The church said yes. The next steps were helping them find an apartment in a safe and comfortable neighborhood, get them started in English, and most urgently, find medical services for the mother, who was then 8 months pregnant. Serrano says she's heard some voices in their community questioning their actions, but that most of the sentiment was firmly on the side of welcoming refugees, even beyond the bounds of their progressive church.
We have deep and profound ties with our brothers and sisters in the Muslim community, and we believe that they are no different than we are, and therefore, when in need, we are called to serve and support.
According to the State Department, the U.S. has taken in just under 3,000 Syrian refugees since the Syrian civil war began in 2011. That number is dwarfed by more than 1 million who have sought asylum in Europe. The Obama administration maintains that states cannot block refugees, and it continues to praise the robustness of the refugee vetting process. The administration says that it will continue to accept refugees from Syria and Iraq, despite resistance from lawmakers. Larry Buell, FSRN, Pasadena, California.